Rollins, R-O-L-L-I-N-S, Brown, B-R-O-W-N. Rollins Brown. Today's 3/4/26. He was born 9/16/65. The 60-year-old gentleman comes in today for yearly evaluation of his multiple medical problems. Patient is not under care of MD Anderson. Used to see Dr. Dulewski, D-Y-L-E-W-S-K-I, but he wanted to get a second opinion, so he's seen MD Anderson. He's undergoing cystoscopy and treatment for his cancer tomorrow, again, at MD Anderson, period. And paragraph, they also told him that he has an issue with his prostate that they're going to watch, period. They have not found any metastasis. He did have a CT / PET scan done recently that he does not know the results, period. New paragraph, he also had blood work done recently which showed no evidence of liver inflammation with history of hepatitis C, although no viral RNA load was done. His TSH was within normal limits on the increase. Synthroid to 100 microgram. Put that in big letters, period. His prescription today was written for 75 previously, was increased to 100 microgram at this time, period. He has had no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematitis, seizure, convulsion. He's concerned about surgery tomorrow because he's a difficult intubation with a history of head and neck cancer in the past. Medical problem, bladder cancer, under care of MD Anderson, hypertension, BPH, hypothyroidism, history of liver cysts, renal insufficiency, BPH, fatty liver, history of head and neck cancer, early 2000, which has been stable. Surgery, numerous treatment for his bladder cancer, also head and neck surgery for his cancer of the head and neck, status post-radical neck surgery. He has not had any medication or treatment for his hepatitis C, and a viral RNA was not done recently at MD Anderson that he has a report of. Medication, he takes Flomax 0.4 milligram once a day, since we're at 100 microgram, that's a new dose, and lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide 20-25 once a day, period. Allergy, non-immunization, childhood immunizations up to date, social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he's single, he's a truck driver, he says he gets paid too much for the job he does, he loves his job. He's not married, he was living with his son, but he moved out. Patient would like to be active and continue to work till he's in his 70s. Family history. Okay, lung cancer in his mother because she was a chain smoker. Father is still alive. He's 86 years old, period. New paragraph, he also had a colonoscopy done last week, which was within normal limits, period. Blood work was done at MD Anderson. Reviewed the results today with the patient, and he has a copy of it as well, period. Physical exam. £210, 98.6, 98%, 18, 114, 132 over 74. Heart positive, smoke positive, restored. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft. Next for JVD, skin shows no rash around the coast with anxiety, logical, non-focal. Number one, hypertension controlled. Number two, weight stable. Number three, bladder cancer under care of MD Anderson. Number four, hepatitis C. Patient would like to have a viral RNA done sometimes. Number seven, head and neck cancer stable. Number eight, he's having surgery tomorrow for his bladder cancer. He's quite concerned about the intubation, but they're doing it at the medical center for this reason. Next number, liver cyst under care of MD Anderson. Hypertension controlled no longer. He's under care of urologist Dr. Dulewski, D-Y-L-E-W-S-K-I. TSH within normal limits. Continue with 100 micrograms Synthroid. PSA within normal limits. Slightly fatty liver, no significant change. No evidence of urinary tract infection noted at this time. Next one is BPH. Next one is there was an issue with his prostate. His PSA was in normal limits, but he said they saw a spot in quotation, and MD Anderson is aware. Thank you.